Thank you for joining the podcast, Conversations with My Soul, A Psycho-Spiritual Journey, where we share poetry and reflections on the egoic mind, spirituality, and the journey to inner peace. I am your host, Adela. May these reflections open your heart to love and to light. This is episode number 7, Divine Love in All Seasons. Divine Love in All Seasons. In the spring, you sprout out love in me, and I spring forth love in you. In the summer, the love blossoms. In the fall, I fall in you. I fall for you. I fall in love with you. In the winter, I lie quietly with you. As you warm my heart, so I can find who I am in you and who you are in me. This poem was written when I recognized that I am part of nature. The egoic mind wants us to believe we are separate from nature. And as a result, when we make egoic mind God, we fall for the suffering and the misery that it sometimes creates. When we see ourselves as nature, and we see emotions as weather patterns, we give ourselves peace. The animals understand seasons. The plants, the trees understand seasons. The human beings, people like me and you, forget we are part of nature. And as a result, we resist the laws of nature. We resist the laws of divinity. And this is where we face challenges, because we are not in flow. I was speaking to someone recently and I said, do you notice or have you ever seen a tree uproot itself because a storm is coming? No. What the tree does, it hunkers down. It might shed a couple of branches with the wind, a couple of leaves so that it would lighten the snow, the load of snow if it's a snowstorm, but it stays rooted. When we stay rooted in our spirit and we really and truly know who we are as a creation of the divine, that there is no separation between the divine and I, we let go of suffering. We are at peace with all that is. I will now guide us, or lead us if you want, through a guided meditation. Find a comfortable place to sit. With your feet on the ground. The muscles in your jaws relaxed. You can do so by keeping your tongue on the roof of your mouth to create relaxation in the jaw muscles. Once you're comfortably seated, you take a deep breath with me. Take another deeper breath. We take a deep breath as we invite presence in. We allow our body to be part of nature. Choose any tree that you want to be in nature. Understanding that you can withstand any storm. Rainstorm, snowstorm, windstorm, you can withstand the storm. Every emotion that you experience is an opportunity to discover the divine in you. To discover your resilience, your courage, your strength, your humility in surrendering to the emotion, allowing it to come and go, and not holding on to anything. That's what nature does. Nature changes and adapts and mobilizes. And we are part of nature. We acknowledge every emotion that comes through the body to inform us of surrender, to inform of the grace that comes with humility and accepting we don't have to know it all. We don't have to be what we do not want to be. We honor ourselves. We honor the spirit of the divine in us. This is our natural inheritance. This is our grace. This is our peace. This is our heaven on earth. Honoring the emotion, letting it come through, not allowing it to hold us back. Thank it for informing you beyond the emotion lies the divine in you, waiting to speak to you. The emotion is an alert, is your alarm clock saying incoming information. It is for you, for no one else but you. Sometimes the emotions are there to heal you from emotional wounds from the past. We acknowledge them in the present moment. We do nothing with them. That's what trees do. They stay where they are rooted, grounded in their truth. The storm might take a branch, take some leaves, break it in half, and it just says, I am. Without our egoic minds, we are the I am. This is our truth. This is our grace. When we embrace the joy of surrender, we surrender the emotional body and the ego mind for the storms that cleanse us and return us to the divine, so we become whole again. These are the gifts of emotions. We surrender. We surrender again. It is through the surrender we learn who we truly are when we let go. Letting go so we can let love in. Letting go so we can let love in. Letting go so we can let love in. Take a deep breath and come on back.